Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily, mightily moving. And I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has much to say, and his words are true, and all that he does is well thought out. As you draw near to the Lord and he draw near to you, you're going to learn some things. He's going to help you master your concerns. He's going to help you master them. He doesn't do everything for us. He do for us what we could not do for ourselves. Learning how this life works is our part. We should seek him and believe him and take him at his word. And then we will get to know him. You get to know him for yourself. It's like somebody said, God doesn't have any grandchildren. Everybody who believed, they believed on the Lord for themselves. Everybody who thrive in life, God's way, it's because they sought the Lord. He doesn't love anybody else more than he loves you. He loves us all a lot, enough to give his only begotten son. And he's for you. He loves you. He's not trying to limit your success. He can bless others because they receive the blessing. Receive what God has given. Receive the life that he's given you. He has a plan for every facet of your life. Facet is a word much like faucet. Facet means every part, every direction you can go in, he has a plan. He has a financial plan. He has a healing plan, just like he has a salvation plan. In fact, healing is in redemption. He died for us on the cross. He was beaten. He paid for your legal right to receive healing from heaven. Stop being in doubt about whether God's will to heal you or not. Now, even though we need healing from time to time, he's going to heal. He has healed us. We got to believe it and receive it. Just receive it. And your life can be extended. Now, we're all going to die one day. If the Lord don't return soon, our body will wear out and stop working. But you don't have to die from an ill disease. You don't have to die Satan's way. You don't have to die ahead of time. The Lord has a plan. In Isaiah 53:5, it says, by his stripes we're healed. He did things for our emotional condition. We put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. If your heart is heavy, put on the garment of praise to combat the spirit of heaviness. Praising God will help you see things the way they truly are. You'll know that God loves you, and you'll be able to seek him and master whatever's been bothering you. He has a financial plan. He says, this is God's financial plan. A lot of people preach prosperity all kind of ways. Most of the time it's sideways. But if you want to do it God's way, this is well balanced. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Now that's God's financial plan for your life. Now other proverbs talk about working. You have to work as unto God. Paul said, if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. But if you're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're willing to do the things that's necessary. He also said a man that won't take care of his children is worse than an infidel. So I'm going to put it the way Paul meant it. A Christian that won't take care of his own children is worse than an unbeliever. Now, all these things are true. He has a plan for your family. He taught his children, the people of Israel, to write the words that they learned on the doorpost, the phrases of God, the things of God. He left markers for them to teach their children God's way. It's in God's plan for you to teach your children all about the Lord and learn about him yourself. See, everything hinges on how you do, on how you operate. And this is very important. Now, a lot of things have happened against us. If you're trying to navigate this life and learn God's ways so that you can live and prosper and go forward, God is for you. He wants to help you do it. But I don't have to tell you, there's a lot of negativity. And I'm going to tell you where it comes from. Jesus said, I come to give you life and that more abundantly. And Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy you. Now, I'm going to clue you in on some things that's very important. And I'm going to show you how God has our backs. Now, all the people that have hurt you in life, please forgive them. Don't hold it against them. Remit their sins. Don't retain their sins. Everybody that God made, God loves them. And if you feel like you can't forgive them, imagine them as being your child. Their parents want that person to live and go to heaven too. People are going to hurt you and make ill decisions against you. It's inevitable. We need to forgive them, not just for their sakes, but also ours. God has forgiven us of thousands and thousands, even millions of sins. If you count every sin we ever done in the course of our life, God has forgiven us. So he expects us to forgive others. But forgiving gives you an advantage. You release the person to grow. Every time you fail, every time you do something wrong against God, or something that wasn't done properly, God is willing to forgive you and forget about it. And every day he wipes the slate clean. You have to ask for forgiveness so you can have it. And if you've been forgiven, you have to forgive. It's very important. But what I want to share today is something very important. And I also apologize for last week. When I did the intro music, I didn't know it kept running and it ruined the broadcast and you couldn't hear it for the music. I'm sorry about that. I make mistakes. But what I've done is radio broadcast will be aired correctly on the website. And I'm going to re-edit it and put it back on the website with the same date on it. And, it'll be last week's date. So forgive me for that. We're going to go forward. The Lord put something on my heart. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And that's where all the radio broadcasts would be. But I was made aware of something. I was listening to Pastor Irving Baxter. He's on YouTube. He has a video about the seven trumpets. And when he got to the fourth trumpet, I learned something very amazing that I didn't see before. And I'm going to read the scripture and explain it. It says, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened. The day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I thought about it this week. I said, if something happens, if it was just clouds, all right, there's not enough clouds to surround the earth and darken the sun so the sun don't shine but about 4 hours. But see, it also said the moon would shine just a third part and also the stars. Now, at every moment, somewhere on the earth is day and somewhere else is night. So if the sun is going to shine a third part and the moon a third part, and then the stars a third part, something has happened with time. And I believe what the Lord gave Brother Irving Baxter, he and his wife, was the Lord dealt with them about this. And you have to go on YouTube to hear the whole thing. It's good. It's the end times, the seven trumpets, and you can listen to it. Anyway, what has happened is the Lord has sped up time. If you ever wonder why it seems like the years fly by, that's because the Lord has sped up time. This is why. For years, the attack points of Satan is consuming the people of earth. The enemy had a religious attack. You know, preachers nowadays are preaching what people want to hear. too many of them are preaching what people want to hear instead of preaching the word. Now, this is how it works. You don't have to compromise when it comes to the word. All you have to do is preach Jesus, preach the word as it is, and people will get to know God. And you don't have to sugarcoat it and make it bring it down to where people want to live. You tell people God's standards and they'll have faith for it. Those that love God will adjust. They will learn and they will grow. Some people will see it that it's right and they'll aspire to do it and fail, but they want to. And then the Lord will help them. See, you don't have to worry about it. When God is looking at the heart, when people want to know him, God is going to reveal himself. But when you say, well, you know, you don't have to do everything God said, you can have a little fun with the world. That's not true. The world will kill you. It'll take away your desire for God. Over time, you'll hate God. Remember something about your enemy. I learned a lot fighting him all these 30-something years. I'm 56 years old, and I've been fighting Satan since 1983 and winning. I don't just fight him and lose. I fight him and win. I've been doing battles a long time. I know spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is real. Now, with that being said, Satan, if he can't get you to turn your heart, he will try to deceive you. And if he deceives you, that he's not satisfied with your deception, even though he'll use it for his own gain. He's trying to get you into another form of debauchery called defiance. He's trying to do the same thing to you what he did to Job. He's trying to get you to curse God and die. Don't curse God and die. Don't deny Jesus Christ, your Savior. He's your Savior, your only Savior. We need him. We all need him. There are two kinds of people on this earth. People that need Jesus and people that know they need Jesus. What Jesus did for us, we cannot do for ourselves. But we can make the decision to trust him. We can receive him as our Savior and also our Lord and endeavor to do all that he say do. And when you don't understand, do it anyway. You're going to learn why he said it. Just do it. Turn the other cheek if that's what, you know, whatever he said, do. Love people like you want to be loved. Treat people like you want to be treated. Love people like God loves you. Love people with the same kind of love that Jesus had towards you, towards us all. And that's how we represent. Daniel said those those that do know God, those that do know the Lord, will be strong in the times of trial. They'll be strong and they'll do exploits no matter what happens. No matter how bad things are, they will trust God and they will win. And I desire this for us all. So what the Lord has done, keep in mind, he has a time frame to deal with. He gave Adam 6,000 years and on the 7,000th year he would reign. Now, Christ is about to return. He's going to reign on earth. He's going to be the king. And there'll be nobody above him. He's going to, what he say goes. He's God. You're not going to vote him to be a thing of the past. You don't have to worry about lying politicians anymore. God is going to do away with all that. And he's going to rule and reign on this earth. In his kingdom, he's going to get rid of what's not his. Now, all this is true. So, the enemy has been working for a very long time. The Lord has a time frame. And deception is falling on man so fast that God sped up time because he has to satisfy time and he has to do it right. So he helped us out. Jesus said if he didn't shorten the days, nobody would survive what's going on. There's religious deception. There's political deception. There's financial deception. People are stealing. People are killing for money. People's hearts are hardened. You know, they're aborting babies. They're hating people. They slander people. All these are attack points and people are falling for at a fast rate. So the Lord sped up time. The 24-hour period is still a legal 24-hour period. But the sun is shining only a third of what it used to. The stars are shining only a third of what they used to, and so is the moon. The Lord has sped up time so that we could survive the fast-growing deception against men. My pastor said every so many weeks, 50 churches are closing their doors all the time. Every week, churches all over the country are closing its doors at a time that they're needed. People are preaching things that they shouldn't preach. See, when you preach the word of God, people have faith for God's word. If you preach faith, people have faith for salvation. If you preach salvation, they'll have faith for salvation. If you preach healing, they'll have faith for healing because they're hearing and receiving the word. We only have faith for what we receive. If you preach finances correctly, people will have appropriate faith for finances. If you preach authority, people will have faith for authority. But in many circles, people are not doing that anymore. In 2017, November 2017, right before Thanksgiving, the Lord said, "Tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left." Now, when he said that, I sat straight up in my bed, because I realize I have not been hearing what the Lord is saying like I used to. I'm coming across ministry pulpits and radio and TV. People are not teaching that way anymore. And it was noticeable because he said, "Tell my people my return is imminent and be ready that they be not left." There are doctrines now that are saying that if you once saved, you're always saved. Whatever you've done, God will forgive you. He has forgiven you. You don't have to repent. That's not true. That's a lie. It's not true. If you sin, ask for forgiveness, but repent. Turn from the sin. Turn against the sin. Godly sorrow works repentance. In order to repent, you got to hate that sin, and you have to start doing things God's way. If you're walking away from sin, you're going to fail. It's inevitable, or it's highly likely that you will fail as you endeavor to repent. God knows when you're trying. But get the job done. Go ahead and repent. Turn from it. Sometimes in order to repent fully, you have to stop being around the things that cause you the weakness. The Lord, the enemy, Satan, he works against us through three attack points: our weaknesses, our hurts, and our fears. So when you fear something, start trusting the love of God. Receive his love in your heart, and the fear will fall off your life. Hurts. The people that hurt you the most, forgive them. Give them a new day. Now, be wise. I didn't say be foolish. Forgive them, but deal with them according to God's wisdom. And if you don't know how, you don't have a problem. God will give you, study his word, and he'll teach you how to deal with people that will hurt you. He'll show you how to deal with people that you can't trust yet. He didn't say trust. He didn't say forgive them and trust everything they say. That's how people take it. They will hurt. If they hurt you once, they'll do it again, unless they repent it and ask God to help them not do that. But love people. Forgive them, just like you want God to forgive you when you sin. Forgive them when they do wrong. And this will help you heal. Forgiveness has healing properties, just like antibiotics have healing properties. And I'm not talking about fake love. I'm talking about real Jesus love. Really love that person and pray for them and forgive them. Weaknesses, hurts, and fears. The weaknesses. Every area of life that you have weaknesses. You've been made victorious through Jesus Christ. Look at the facts. You believed on Jesus Christ. His blood. You believe that his blood washed away your sins, which he did. And you got a brand new heart. Now fill that brand new heart with the word. Who buys a brand new computer and don't put the programs that they need to use on it. They don't buy a brand new computer and fill it with viruses. Well, don't take your brand new heart and go watch everything that come on television and every song that go across the radio and all the gossip and strife, the political strife. Don't do that. If the politicians lied to you and did you wrong, guess what? Forgive them and pray for them. Now, they may not have repented, but did you know that God can cause people to make the decisions that's truly necessary? People don't, you know, nowadays, I said earlier, the attack points of Satan are growing stronger and stronger because people are not doing the word of God. And if it goes at the rate, if God didn't slow down the time, he said that there would be no faith on the earth. Darkness would have taken over. And when, you know, if the strong nations fall, the weak nations, the satanic nations will rise up, kill the Christians, there'll be no more faith on the earth. And the ways of the world discourage people from God, against God. It causes people to fear. It causes unrest. It causes strife. There are people who love God, believe that their sins are forgiven, and they're in strife, and they've gotten into unforgiveness. And because they won't forgive, now God can't forgive them. They got their sin. If you retain somebody's sins, your sins will be retained. Understand these principles. You have to trust what Jesus said. He told the truth. If you don't forgive, neither will God forgive you of your sins. Don't fall for hatred. Don't fall at all. Now, this is the easy way. Walk in love and you'll be fine. Walk in love and you'll be able to do all that's in God's heart. You'll have a knowing of what to do. But when you look at the scriptures, the Lord has a plan against every attack point that the enemy can possibly come up with. I like to make things simple and easy. If you study what Jesus said to the church, the seven churches, if you study Revelation chapters 1, 2, and 3, in chapters 2 and 3, he addressed the seven churches. If you do what he said, and having ears to hear, if you're a student to the things that Jesus said, you research, you study it, you endeavor to do it, you can solve every possible problem you could ever possibly have. I'm going to say that again. If you live according to what Jesus said, if you have ears to hear and you're a student and you do the things that Jesus said to the seven churches, you can solve every possible problem you could ever possibly have. They solve relationship problems. They solve family curse problems. By walking in the love of God, protect your love for God. Protect your love of God. Protect your diligence toward God. Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it flow the issues of life. If something gets in your heart, it gets in you, and that's what you become. And if sin, if you allow sin, sin has a way of making you its slave. That's why so many people have fallen into pornography and they can't shake it. It's going to take the power of God to shake it. The power of God is the word of God. You're going to have to stop. For those who have gotten weak to vices of Satan, whether it's drugs, pornography, liquor, whatever it is, ask God to help you. And start studying. Fill your heart with God's word. And the word will help you kill the viruses. And you'll stop fearing it. You'll stop partaking of it. You'll walk away from it. You'll have the power to become a child of God. You'll be able to do the things of God. And you'll lose your taste for it. Now, I learned some things about confessing God's word over my life. You can say with your mouth, I hate pornography. I hate liquor. I hate drugs. I hate crack. I hate LSD or whatever it is. I hate opioids. If you say it from a heart filled with faith, your body will start adjusting. You can even quote that, nothing shall by no means hurt me, even drugs. These, you know, the drug culture is an attack point of Satan. Just like false religion, just like compromised religion. This is Isaiah chapter 30. Now, this is, you may think that the compromising spirit is just came on the scene, but it didn't. Isaiah had a problem too. If you go back to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8 says, this is Isaiah 30, verse 8 says, now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. Isaiah's writing something that's going to solve his problem in that day or help him understand, and it's going to be it's going to show us something forever and ever. This is a New Testament scripture just like it's an Old Testament scripture, even though it's written by a man under the Old Covenant, Isaiah the prophet. Verse 9 said that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. This sounds like modern times. I talk about people that love God, and if I learn something from the Lord, there are so many Christians that have no taste for the things of God anymore. If you talk about the wonderful works of God, people have lost interest in it. It's like they'd rather talk about something else. You know, used to, you could hold conversations about the things that God is sharing with you. A lot of people have lost their taste for it. Very few people have a taste for the things of God. Now, verse 9 says again that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. What happened? Verse 10 says, which say unto the seers, see not. Seers is another word for prophets, because prophets see visions. They say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not to us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. You know, that sounds like people in modern times, deacons. I've heard of deacons coming to churches, pastors coming to churches, and the deacons, they preach the Word of God, the living Word of God, like they're supposed to, and the deacons of the church vote them out. My pastor says some churches are deacon possessed. Why? Because they preach the word. Why did they hate it? Because they love the world. These folks that Isaiah had to deal with, they were rebellious people. They started loving the world. They fell for deception, and they ended up in defiance, just like nowadays. People have gotten, you know, when you watch the elections, half the country want to stop the problems and half the country want to continue them. One party wants to promote abortions, the right to kill babies. And the other half wants to stop it. They wanted to take prayer out of schools. They wanted to abort, but now they want to kill babies after they're born. It's bad enough to kill them in the womb. They're still a person. And in some countries, they want to kill people when they get too old to deal with. What happens to the sowing? If you sow evil things will follow those things. A hardness of the heart. Christian people are agreeing with this foolishness.